This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day despite the fact that there is lots and lots of bad news, including new polling numbers, including new developments in Americans' approach to crime. Lots of bad news for Democrats that is coming across the wire even as we speak. But here's a shock. There is a one bit of news that is maybe worse than all the others combined, which is that one of the issues that they have depended upon to go to the public with and to create a more enlightened, a more free-spirited, a more open-minded American republic is the decriminalization of drugs. And the point of that spear has been the state of Oregon, where they passed Proposition 110. That was on the ballot in 2020. There's a lot else going on in 2020, so you're forgiven if you didn't know. But it basically decriminalized kind of everything. And it was supposed to work out so well. And now there are officials in Oregon, which is leading the nation in addiction and overdoses per capita, basically everything negative. There are a lot of indications that this has been a complete failure and acknowledged by some of the leaders of Oregon as precisely that. Here's somebody who knew it would be a complete failure and warned about it, Dr. Kevin Sabat, who's become a friend of this show. He's an author, consultant, former advisor to three U.S. presidential administrations, both Republican and Democratic, an assistant professor, and he serves as the president and CEO of SAM, which stands for Smart Approaches to Marijuana. Predictable, what the news that's coming out of Oregon?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me. I hate to say it, but absolutely predictable. And I hate to say I told you so. I really wanted to be wrong here. But this was all about really the eventual legalization of all drugs. And they tout it as treatment over jail. The reality is very few people are getting treatment. A new report finds fewer than 1% of people in Oregon under this new proposition, this new measure 110, are getting any treatment whatsoever. So it was a big lie. It was about allowing people to use meth, fentanyl, heroin. This is way beyond marijuana now. And it's part of a, you know, a 20, 30 year strategy, frankly, by the legalization movement. This is all in the playbook. So I wish I could say I was surprised.
And what's astonishing to me is methamphetamines under this proposition, ballot measure 110, which went into effect in February of last year. People with small amounts of heroin, methamphetamines, cocaine, received a ticket with a $100 fine. And even that $100 fine was waived if they called a hotline for treatment. But nobody called.
Right, and no one knows. Well, and nobody called. And when you call, nobody knows what will happen. There's zero follow-up. It's a complete joke. They have legalized drugs in Oregon. They're one small step away from selling it at the local, whether it's pot shop or they're going to have meth shops now. But we're not over-exaggerating. I mean, this is kind of people say, well, you know, marijuana, okay, yeah, you're right. But, you know, no, they won't legalize other things. Well, they are. That's what they're doing. And it's catastrophic, the problems. The overdose is skyrocketing in Oregon. The treatment intake is way down. There's no incentive to get treatment. Sometimes an arrest is an incentive to get treatment. Not that I want that to happen. I would much rather people just show up and say, I have a problem. But the nature of addiction, as you know, Michael, is denial. That is the nature of addiction. It's denial. You're not who you really are. You're doing things you don't normally do because your brain's been hijacked. And so these people need help. I'm not saying we should lock them up and throw away the key. They need help because, frankly, it's in society's interest to help them because of all the destruction that addiction can cause. But unfortunately, what Oregon did is just basically nothing. We'll look the other way if you pretend to call and remember to give us $100. I mean, it's just, you really can't, it's very hard to make this stuff up.
No, it's one of the things that says in the Washington Examiner, Oregon has the worst drug addiction rate in the country,
right,
with 9% of the public identifying themselves as drug addicts.
That's very high, because that doesn't capture most people who are addicted, who don't think they're addicted and think that they're just fine. So you can probably double that number.
Well, they say that there's also 12%, and there's some overlap, but not entirely, who identify themselves as alcoholics. Now,
right,
at some point, wouldn't it be appropriate that they begin to acknowledge not just a few voices, but sort of everybody, that this policy was a terrible mistake, and we want to help other states avoid making the same mistake?
Well, that's what we're trying to do, even at SAM, even though we're focused, you know, our name, Smart Approaches to Marijuana, is to bring some sanity in the marijuana debate. But we are now also talking about all drugs. We have to. And I wish I could say that everybody was coming together to do that. But the reality is, when you have groups like the Drug Policy Alliance, which has been funded, both by some people on the right, but frankly, mainly funded by George Soros and libertarians and liberals like Peter Lewis and John Sperling and other folks, their goal is to legalize all drugs. I mean, this is going actually exactly as planned. So they're going to put lipstick on a pig in every which way possible to sell the public that this has been wonderful. But frankly, when you have the Associated Press and mainstream Oregon media and Democrats in Oregon saying this is not really going as planned, then you know we have a really big problem.
Now, I'm sure you have these numbers right at hand, Dr. Sabat, because this is your work. But right now we have a righteously and appropriately tremendous national concern about guns and the impact of guns. How do Americans die more frequently, in episodes involving shootings or episodes involved in drug overdoses?
Well, drug overdose is the number one cause of accidental death in this country. It's at least 110,000 people a year. It's been a million people over the last basically 10 to 12 years. So that number kind of blows everything away. It's had exceeded gunshot wounds, let alone mass shootings, but just even all gunshot wounds, it actually exceeded gunshot wounds in most years.
That includes suicides with guns.
Yeah.
My understanding is we have about 20,000 murders of one kind or another in the country, a little bit more, and then a total of 30,000 or more suicides. And so what you're talking about is double the number of people who die from some of these, what people call recreational drugs. Can we find a better way to describe them?
Yes, I please, because recreation is, you know, ping pong and badminton in my book. It's not doing things that are, you know, hijacking the chemicals in your brain and really turning you into a different person. These are chemicals. This is chemical slavery, as the first director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, pretty liberal guy, Bob DuPont, talks about this as chemical slavery, because it hijacks your mind. And the idea that we want to make it easier to get these drugs, you know, you've probably heard of these injection rooms that are coming up, and there's some new concept called safe supply that says if we can only give people safe heroin without fentanyl in it, they'll be just fine. Well, people forget that heroin before fentanyl was still very deadly and damaging. That's not where we want to go back to. So it's very disappointing, some of the solutions we're hearing from different quarters, but it's mainly from people who, again, they have a very, you know, sort of clear agenda. They think that all drugs should be legalized and that using drugs like heroin is really not a problem.
Well, I'm so glad that you're out there standing up against this idiocy. Kevin Sabat, information about his work and about the drug epidemic in general, posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness and an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I think your show is great. I disagree with almost everything you say, but you at least give people a chance to talk.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved Show, if you want to take advantage of that chance to talk, you can call us at 1-800-955-1776. the conversation we were just having about the situation in Oregon, where they basically had reduced drug offenses, including for meth and cocaine and heroin, reduced those offenses to a $100 fine. I mean, it's just extraordinary. This is connected with a general soft-on-crime position that people on the left have been taking on, with the very strong support, by the way, of George Soros himself, who gives money to this approach to law enforcement. His first involvement in public life, and a lot of people may not know this, but George Soros, who has been such a huge contributor to liberal causes, actually began by pushing the legalization of marijuana. It was something he cared about very deeply. But now, with the this new program doing nothing to curb drug addiction, and with drug addiction continuing, the nexus between drug addiction and crime is very clear. A great many of the property crimes, the burglary, shoplifting, it has to do with addiction. Homelessness, which is a curse for every American city. It's a terrible, terrible situation. And yes, it is impossible for anybody to go by those homeless encampments and not to feel outraged that people could live that way. Many of those people who are living that way can't help it because they're suffering from mental illness or addiction or both. Now, with all of that going on, and with this being such a very important political issue, the statements from the Republican State Representative Lily Morgan said that her community had seen a 700% increase in overdoses and a 120% increase in deaths since in Oregon they passed that measure 110. And she says, Director, you've mentioned a couple of times that you're waiting to see, and yet we have overdoses increasing at drastic rates. The state health behavioral health director, whose name is Steve Allen, defended the project as having potential, but still said it was an experiment. We were just under-resourced to be able to support this effort and underestimated the work that was involved in supporting something that looked like this, and partly we didn't foresee or understand it until we were in the middle of it, which is just great. Of 1,885 people who were ticketed for use of cocaine or meth or heroin, how many of the 1,885 people who got tickets for that those substances? 91 actually called the hotline to get their $100 fine forgiven. And most of them didn't pay the fine anyway. A complete mess. And that is obviously what had happened in San Francisco. And the recall of Chesa Boudin, the district attorney in San Francisco County, it says that makes clear that a survey, this is from the Wall Street Journal, a survey at the UC Berkeley Institute of Government Studies and the Los Angeles Times, which took place just ahead of the primary, found Rick Caruso, this is a primary for mayor of Los Angeles, second largest city in the country, Mr. Caruso was gaining ground among Latino and black men and those concerned about crime. And of course, more and more Americans are concerned about crime right now. The results in California followed similar outcomes in 2021 when voters in heavily Democratic areas like Minneapolis and New York voted down candidates and measures viewed as being in opposition to police and security. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a former police captain, won his Democratic primary last year against several candidates who supported the defunding of police. Mr. Adams, who is black, carried many neighborhoods in Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx, where a majority of residents are black or Latino. So this is not an issue that impacts only panicked white people who get a lot of negativity and humiliation and disregard. A crime or a theme related to that word has been included in more than 38,000 broadcast television and national cable ads so far this year in congressional races. 38,000 different ads? Yeah. That, according to a firm called Ad Impact, almost 9 out of 10 of those broadcasts were sponsored by Republicans or conservative-leaning groups. I just ask a question here. Why is it that 9 out of 10 Republicans talk about the crime issue? What do the Democrats say? They're in power in all these cities. They're in power in Washington, D.C., in the Senate, in the House, and the presidency. And the crime increase is like nothing we have seen in this country since the 1970s. It's extraordinary. Mr. Biden and other top Democrats have tried to move the party away from the slogan of defund the police, a progressive rallying cry that gained prominence following the May 2020 killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The phrase was blamed for hurting Democrats in 2020, even though it was disavowed by most party leaders. It may have been disavowed, but the strategy was not. The Democratic Convention, and I watched every minute of the Democratic Convention, I made the point at the time, they didn't mention support for the police. Because this was still coming in 2020, right after the George Floyd riots, and they were riots that occurred all across the country. And the fact is, the Democrats held a convention without ever clearly coming out against the looters and the rioters and the extremists and the people who wanted to basically repeal policing. The idea that is a good political strategy, one of the dumber, crazier ideas, like the idea that somehow, for some reason, we should not move immediately to protect justices of the Supreme Court. We'll get to that issue and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of migrants numbering in the thousands is heading for the U.S. southern border. The Biden administration has repeatedly told migrants not to come to the southern border and says they're treating the root cause of migration. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the facilities at the border are already crowded.
The reason why we have these migrant caravans or we have so many migrants at the border is that Joe Biden has invited them to come for the last 2 years.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden says the private sector can help deliver real improvements in people's lives. Biden welcoming business leaders from around the Western Hemisphere at the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles.
The agility of the private sector, I believe we can deliver real improvement for people's lives. I really believe it.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You is the grooviest.
And on the Michael Medved show, somebody who I think is pretty groovy is Mitch McConnell. I think he does a great job for the Republic, and he does a great job for the Republicans. And he has become a very concerned, appropriately concerned, that basically, the threat of violence against members of our judiciary, the leading members of our judiciary, the people who sit on the Supreme Court of the United States, is a very, very real problem. And it's not a problem that should be ignored. The headline from D.C., from McClatchy, is McConnell demands House pass SCOTUS security bill after Kavanaugh threat. And Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell called on the U.S. House to immediately pass a bill that would bolster security for Supreme Court justices and their families after the arrest of a man who authorities say was plotting to assassinate Justice Brett Kavanaugh. This, by the way, has all come out in much greater detail. He was a guy who took a taxi over to the vicinity of Brett Kavanaugh's home in Maryland. He was dressed all in black. He was carrying a knapsack on his back and a big valise that had, and all of this had weapons in it. It had body armor. It had ready for combat. It had zip ties so he could tie somebody up and use that in the murder, which is what happened to a judge in Wisconsin just a week ago. And he was murdered. So it all was very serious. House Democrats must pass this bill, and they need to do it today. No more fiddling around with this. They need to pass it today, McConnell said yesterday. Pass it before the sun sets today. Well, I think the sun... the sun set and the sun rose, and no bill. The arrested man who admitted that he was planning to commit suicide, but first to kill Justice Kavanaugh, said he was angry about a draft opinion set to overturn Roe v. Wade. Why did he pick Kavanaugh? And maybe because his address was the easiest to get. Well, in the midst of all this, after this individual from California was arrested near Brett Kavanaugh's home after he got out of his taxi cab and was walking toward Brett Kavanaugh's home, there were at least police resources in the neighborhood because they had been warned about some of this hostility that is festering against the Supreme Court. And protesters, right after that story broke about the attempt to kill Justice Kavanaugh, thought it would be the perfect time to protest. And with chance, well, at least it's something new, they were chanting outside his residence, "Get your rosary out of our ovaries." Okay, well, it kind of rhymes, but it's also kind of anti-Catholic, don't you think? It sounded like this. Listen. Keep your rosaries out of my ovaries. I'm not sure that is a familiar means of abortion or anything else. Jonathan Turley, who's a widely respected on all sides professor of law at George Washington University Law School, said that the Kavanaugh threat represents a sobering moment for our country. This is clip 19.
There's been attacks on this institution for years, coming particularly from Democratic politicians. You had AOC saying that she didn't really understand the value anymore of the institution itself of the Supreme Court. And so the institution's been under attack, but now we're seeing individual justices who are under attack. The image of this black-clad assassin standing outside the home of one of our justices should be a sobering moment for the entire nation, that this has gone too far, this age of rage. We're becoming addicted to rage as a nation. And we have to come together as sensible people.
And there is also this, a hard headline to read. Praise for the Uvalde shooter and calls for copycats. That's growing online, says the Department of Homeland Security. In a U.S. Department of Homeland Security bulletin that was released today, officials sounded the alarm over violent extremist content and misinformation following the shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Let's go quickly to Ryan in Aberdeen, Washington. Ryan, you're on the MedVet Show.
Hi, Michael. Good to talk to you again. You wanted to open the lines for an argument about being 18 and buying a long gun?
Yeah. In other words, what is the importance of making it so much easier to go ahead and purchase an AR-15 than to get into to rent a car? You can't rent a car until you're 25.
Right. So thank you. I believe that if you're 18 and you are considered to be an adult and responsible enough to vote, to be put in the draft when you're 18 if you're male, to be charged with any alleged crime as an adult, you should be able to protect your life with a semi-auto long gun like every other adult. And if not, make 21 the age to be able to be an adult, to vote, to be drafted, or to be charged with adult crimes.
Yeah, I think some of the measures that they've introduced would exempt people in the military. In other words, that if you were active duty military, of course you would have access to any firearm that you wanted, I assume, or certainly one that you were trained to use. One of the things that bothers Jeremy here is when you want to use a car, and we're talking about a car again. Car is morally neutral, right? But you have to go through a test. You have to go through some instruction. You have to make sure you know what you're doing. Why don't we require that for getting a deadly weapon?
Maybe, you know what, maybe we should. But you should not be able to vote if you are not able to be responsible enough for that. Voting is far more important, consequential, and especially, I'm not talking about people in the military being able to have one. I don't care about that exception. I care about an 18-year-old who happens to not have a family member who can loan them the, if they want an AR-15, they're not able to have one, but they're able to vote, be charged as an adult, be charged, you know, get drafted. It's not about military service. It's about the Second Amendment. And I'm okay with raising the age, by the way, because I don't like these 18-year-olds doing what they're doing. Not hardly any of them. But
right, I understand. But again, I don't think there's anyone, certainly not Justice Scalia, who would oppose an age limit as violating the Second Amendment. In other words, and I know there was a case in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals recently where someone cited the fact that many of the Minutemen, many of the people who fought in the American Revolution were actually under the age of 18, certainly under the age of 21. That's true. But again, if the idea that you serve in the military, that's part of the idea of becoming an adult, not a certification that you already are one. There were people who fought in the Confederacy who, not that they should be an example, but having the Confederacy as young as 14 and 15. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It is my high honor and distinct privilege to introduce to you my friend,
Michael Medved.
And last month, going all the way back, way back to the month of May of 2022, the Senate, where, of course, Mitch McConnell leads the Republicans, unanimously approved legislation that would provide Supreme Court members and their immediate relatives with security protection that is already granted to members of the federal government. And that special security protection, Mitch McConnell is pushing the House to try to pass. Supreme Court Policy Parity Act, the bill was crafted quickly after a draft opinion set to overturn Roe v. Wade was leaked and justices received an onslaught of threats of violence. In the immediate aftermath of the leak, crowds assembled around the Supreme Court and justices scaled back their public appearances because people were apparently so angry. Interesting question here. If right now the Supreme Court were composed of six so-called liberals, people who were more activist judges on the left, and was clearly identified as a liberal court, as say the Warren Court was for many years, would there be any doubt that the Democrat-controlled House would have moved immediately to protect the justices? Or are they delaying this despite Mitch McConnell pushing for some action on this basis? Are they delaying this because people on the left feel less strongly about the protection of justices whose opinions they may not share? 1-800-955-1776. Let me go to Bob in Marysville, Washington. You're on the Medved Show.
How you doing, Michael?
Doing well.
Good. About your comment about equating the Second Amendment to renting a car.
Wait, I'm not. What I'm saying is that we have age limitations on every right that we enjoy. Voting is a right, like owning a gun is a right, but you can't vote when you're 12. I mean, the Democrats may get to that at some point.
When you're 18, and that's kind of the parallel being used.
Yeah, except here's what Justice Scalia, and he's the best source, he wrote the Heller decision, which define the fact that, yes, it is a right under the Constitution, the right of people to keep and bear arms. But he wrote this in the Heller decision. He said, like most rights, the right secured by the Second Amendment is not unlimited. History demonstrates, Justice Scalia said, the right was not a right to keep and carry any weapon whatsoever in any manner whatsoever and for whatever purpose. And that surely would allow people to prevent young people from acquiring their own weapons. I mean, in other words, if you believe that it should be, you should have any sort of weapon available to you at the age of 18, why stop there? In other words, go ahead.
I was just putting a parallel on the age to vote. And I got one more comment for you here. If at 18 you're too young to own a rifle, maybe you're too young to get taxpayer funding to go study French literature at a college with a student loan.
Well, I think that the student loans should not be, the student loans have to be repaid if they're given. But I think the entire student loan thing is a scandal. It's a transfer of wealth away from hardworking people who may decide to go to work right away. And transferring that money to people who may be going to college. And in many cases, most of the unpaid student loans are people who never graduate. And that's a huge problem in the country. And I certainly agree with you there, Bob. I appreciate your call. We have when we are stuck in this country over issues about the hearings tonight that are going to be televised that aren't really going to discuss anything that will be a revelation to the American people, it appears, but we'll try to put together the different pieces of information and 1,000 different witnesses who have already been called by the January 6th committee. Will that actually draw a large audience, or will people want to do something else? The people are still arguing about what actually happened, and that's one of the reasons I do suppose that there is a public service aspect to making all of this public. For instance, things come out like there was a guest on Steve Bannon's podcast, and there was a guest named Julie Kelly, who is a senior contributor to the American Greatness magazine. And she did not blame the Trump administration or any personnel in the Trump administration for what happened on January 6th. Who did she blame? Listen, this is clip 17.
The people who were violent on January 6th were the police, who were there, D.C. Metro and Capitol Police, who were throwing flashbangs and dousing protesters with tear gas and using rubber bullets against them outside the building. Those were the violent people on January 6th. The Proud Boys, Joe Biggs and Ethan Nordine, and the other ones who have been incarcerated under pretrial detention orders, they did nothing violent. But it doesn't matter, Steve. You know this. None of this matters. Facts don't matter.
Okay. The idea that the Proud Boys weren't violent, they actually will be showing some video that has not been seen before that apparently indicates quite the contrary. And the idea that people on the conservative side of things, or the allegedly conservative side of things, would join on what Heather McDonald of the Manhattan Institute has rightly called the war on cops, blame the police for trying to do their job and to protect mobs of people who were chanting. And again, this is on tape. It's not deniable. They were chanting, "Hang Mike Pence." And the idea that there was rage at the vice president himself. Also, one of the things that just came out that we didn't know before, apparently the Secret Service has testified that they had laid out a route to keep President Trump safe, as he said he wanted to go up to the Capitol building himself. If he had ridden along with the demonstrators and in a Secret Service convoy right as they were going up to the Capitol building? Would that have made this a less violent encounter? Who knows? Mitch McConnell said concerning on the Senate floor yesterday, he said that the consequences of this terrible leak, which, by the way, you talk about a law enforcement breakdown. I mean, this is the highest court in the land. The fact that they have not been able to find out the origins of this leak at this point and to react appropriately in punishing the source of this leak, that, it seems to me, is a tremendous breakdown in law and order. He said, McConnell, this is exactly the kind of event that many feared that the terrible breach of the court's rules and norms could fuel. This is exactly the kind of event, the unhinged, reckless, apocalyptic rhetoric from prominent figures toward the court going back many months and especially in recent weeks could make more likely. He also said yesterday that they were approaching an agreement on some reforms concerning a gun regulation. We don't have an agreement yet, he said. I hope that'll be sooner rather than later. Almost everybody would like to get an outcome that is definitely related to the subject matter. Speaking to a maybe somewhat related case, FBI agents arrested the leading right now of the candidates who are left, Republican candidate for governor in Michigan. Now, why? It has to do with the subject matter that we're going to be hearing about tonight with the January 6th committee. We will get to that. It's a shocker because Ryan Kelly was actually had a chance to win because other Republicans had their signatures disqualified. We will get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.